Welcome to Cast Ranger! Fucking cue the roll call.
Chicken burgers.
Oh, we have to do the spooky version.
I feel the cool caster, Ichi the Veil.
Hauntingly loud, Dream Caster, Lay.
Psycho Lane. Oh, a nightmare for your theme.
A nightmare phantasmic! Screencaster, Global Soft Perka!
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet!
With your Sentai Cast Ranger on air!
Well, that was the shittiest cold opening for a Halloween episode of anything ever.
Is that a picture?
Lane with the can opening sound, because we don't have actual cans tonight.
Did it.
Oh, nice.
Anthony, if that wasn't loud enough, just actually insert a sound of a pop can opening.
Probably better. Breaking the fourth wall. Cast Ranger.
On air!
What?
Did you stab?
Now you
dabbed!
Now you fucking listen here, mister!
I just dabbed three times.
Toku heroes have been doing that shit since the 70s! Calling it a dab is a disgrace!
Dabcaster! Shit is a zeal!
It's a toku pose! Fuck self.
Ichi dabbed.
No, I did not!
Yes, you did.
No, don't stop making... It's just a dance move. It's not that weird.
It's not a dance move. It's a stupid thing millennials do.
I thought it was a dance move.
No.
It's something morons do when they think they're cool.
Oh, you mean all the little kids at my work?
If I have to, yes. Anyways, welcome to episode 172.
Or
170. Because I haven't used that joke enough yet. Choking on my own terribleness.
I'm only gonna do this once.
Okay, so...
No, wait, I want to see what Gar's about to do only once.
Lane's probably gonna hit me.
Oh, God, no.
Okay, wipe out!
Okay, briefly... Okay, so briefly... Dabbing, or the dab,
oh, go
is a simple
on!
Dance move in which a person drops the head into the bent crook of a slanted arm, often while raising
the
arm
in
a parallel direction.
Oh my god, you did not look up what a dab
since
is.
Since 2015, it has also been used as a gesture of
2015?
Triumph or playfulness, becoming a youthful American cultural sensation and internet meme. The move looks similar to someone
sneezing
into the inside of the elbow, and then here's a picture of a group of teens dabbing.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for the visual aid.
It sounds pretty amazing when it's put in such a Achoo!
Go dab, everybody.
Go fuck yourself.
You dab, post a comment.
Hi, Emily.
Hi, Emily. Happy birthday. Okay. Streamcaster's birthday today. Yeah.
As of our recording date. They could have not listened to Extra,
you
sense of
Yeah, you're always like, what if they don't listen to Extra?
I don't know what's going on right now.
What's going on is Mario's
birthday I've had in my life.
What's going on is Mario Odyssey is out, so none of this shit matters.
I can play it right now. See? It's loading up on my Switch now.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me it's October 27th? As of this recording?
And the kernel's not even working today?
No, it's October 27th?
Uh-huh.
Sure.
What the hell am I doing here? I gotta go watch season 2 of Stranger Things.
You even watch season 1 of Stranger Things.
Oh, you just shoved... You mean Stranger Things?
Quit deadly, turn on the lights. Don't.
Strangest Things?
I'm not gonna do it.
Stranger Things 2, Secret of Views?
Spoilers, Gar doesn't like Stranger Things because he thinks it's overrated.
Oh, wow, I would have thought the opposite.
No, he actually doesn't care for it.
Then why the fuck did you bring it up?
What do you have in your hand?
A brother?
A strange thing.
Yeah,
Get it away! Get it away! It's haunting me!
Which one is
Shrua,
it?
Shrua.
It's Orb.
May I hold Orb?
You may hold Orb.
Orb!
hey, that's our cast ranger page.
Yeah.
Where's our notes?
I was looking.
We need our notes.
Wait, this is Ultra Ranger. Where are the notes?
Yeah. Welcome to Ultra. Where are your six fucking pages worth of notes?
Hey,
per episode.
Welcome to
10 pages.
Welcome to
per episode.
Welcome to Ultra Ranger, where there's only two people and the notes don't matter.
Welcome to Throwing Two Stars, where apparently you need to have notes and a thumbnail for a fucking vlog series.
Because
we're not getting into that.
No,
anyways, happy Halloween, everybody.
Yay, spooky.
So
yeah.
I decided for Halloween / Yomacon for next week, I'm going to...
Yomaween?
I'm going to go as Mario possessing me. So I can body Mario hat and a mustache.
You must think you're so fucking clever.
Yeah, Jack's films inspired me.
I honestly want you to take account of how many other people at Yomacon are doing the exact same thing.
I will.
Because I guarantee
you
there's at least 10.
I bet you I will find like 50 people with cappy caps. For sure.
Yeah.
I want to buy a cappy cap.
You know what I'm going as for Halloween?
Huh?
My sad, depressing life.
Oh. That's not a costume.
So you're just going to have a sign on your chest that just says sad, depressing life?
Yes.
Oh. Or Gar's sad, depressing
cappy
life?
Cappy cap. 100% cap for 100% kids.
No, I want to get a cappy cap and then just throw it at people, give people my mustache and hat, and just pretend that I'm possessing them.
And then they just walk off. Wait, I need that back.
Yeah, and I'm like, give me, no.
Lane, what mustache?
I have one.
You can't grow a mustache.
No, I can't.
Oh, my God.
We're almost 6 minutes into this episode. We haven't talked about it. All right,
so we're talking about Build Episode 8, Q Ranger Episode 35, and for our feature topic, Gar's idea, we're watching the two Dino Charge Halloween special clip shows.
We would be talking about the Ninja Steel Halloween episode, but we already talked about that on Throwing Two Stars Episode 6.
Yeah, so it was...
Was it any good?
It was okay.
It was actually better than these two.
It's the best clip show I've ever seen.
It's technically not even a clip show. What they did was that it's like, oh, yeah. We still have leftover stock footage from those episodes that we already did.
From the Ninja.
Let's just throw that in.
I don't quite understand why Halloween makes episode writing staff think clip show.
Halloween clip.
I mean, the best Halloween Power Rangers thing we've ever reviewed was the one from Zio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, I was about to say, sadly, there is no wrapping pumpkin.
Damn.
Where they included the fucking footage from O-Ranger of just the red O-Ranger fucking kicking ass.
Oh, from episode one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was great.
Oh my god. That was probably one of the greatest first episodes of Sentai ever. Mm. Who are you? O-Ranger! To be continued.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's talk about Build!
Build. Common Rider Build.
Old joke about Bill Nye.
That doesn't mean
I miss him personally.
Did you see the Snapchat where like these girls were Snapchatting in an elevator, and then just Bill Nye just happened to walk in, and he's just like, "Hey."
Does he photobomb their Snapchat?
Yeah, they weren't expecting it. They freaked out. It was funny.
He started to ignore actual science for the sake of getting liberals to like him.
He's an actual scientist.
Yeah, but he.
Yeah, but now he believes genders on the spectrum.
Yeah, he's stuff that makes no biological sense.
Speaking of gender,
speaking of scientists,
so let's just. Okay, let's just go into this. Everyone's speculating because of this episode now that Sento is Katsuragi.
And
so that
yeah.
In that hour window that we had where Sato Taro went in to see Katsuragi about a drug or something, it's assumed that he was dying or he just didn't want to be caught for whatever he was doing. So he's decided,
maybe,
I'm going to fake my death. Transfer my mind into this body, and then something happened to him where
maybe
he forgot.
Maybe he, like, tried to kill himself out of, like, grief or shame.
Maybe,
whether it had to do with his own work or his father's.
Why are you doing Aircaster?
Because he's making noises.
Because he doesn't like what you're doing.
I'm sorry.
You're wrecking it more. Anyways.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that rude
maybe
thing about
down,
Bill
actually.
Nye.
It's
I just, it makes me sad when he says he's a scientist, but then he, like, says things that, like, can contradict things he said in the past.
Yeah. And, like, actually, if you look at, like, even Sento's hair looks like Katsuragi's.
You're right about, and, I mean, there's the omelet clue. But.
Yeah. So, yeah, the first clue that everyone had was the fact that when Sento ate Katsuragi Mom's food that she made for Takumi, that he started crying.
I'm just going to call it Katsuragi.
Well, it's confusing because the mom doesn't have a first name.
Gee, Jelly Donuts. These Jelly Donuts are nothing.
Pizza Jelly Filled Donut.
Oh, God damn it.
I just like that during the recap, Ryuga Kazooie confronts Taku, or He confronts Sento about, like, calling himself a genius and having to explain shit. So he's like, oh yeah, well, how did you create the Ninpoto?
He's like, wow.
Well, I did the thing, and then the kazam, and the wow!
There's a perfectly good explanation for this.
Rangers. So,
so
Sento and Kazooie have a role in the hay while they hide from the guardians of Hokuto.
Or
not the guardians, just the army.
I just remember, like, watching the episode and just seeing, like, Sento eating those eggs or whatever, and, like, his mom's like, oh, yeah, they were his favorite. He, like, loved them. And, like, Ryuga's like, oh, they're too sweet. And then Sento's eating them. He's like, oh, these are fucking delicious. And that's where, and then we see Katsuragi eating them, like, in a flashback. And then that's where I was just like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, this is where we're going with this shit.
Yeah. So there's a number of theories flying around that, like, Takumi's subconscious is within Sento, that maybe they swapped minds and then he lost his memory, so maybe he is actually Takumi but doesn't remember it.
This is some fucking X8 shit.
Yeah.
This is like Genius Gamer Tensei M. Gamer M, like, deep inside Emu.
Some people were thinking that maybe Satotaro's mind was, swapped with Takumi, so that Satotaro's mind was in the dead body and actual Satotaro's dead.
Oh my god! That'd be awful!
There's a lot of different theories going around.
And then we got something, like, it was at the end, like, I'm jumping way ahead, but, like, the, what was it, like, he saw on the screen?
Project Build.
Project Build, which means that Katsuragi might have made the build stuff.
Absolutely.
Which probably goes more towards the Katsuragi is Sento. So.
And apparently the Gentoku's plan to militarize the Kamen Riders was evidently the plan from the start.
Yup. So, shit's getting really fucking interesting.
Yeah, we're starting to finally unravel this.
We are on fucking episode 8!
Yeah, things are going pretty fast.
Christ!
I know!
Like, we already know the identity of one of the major villains. And
yeah, but guys, remember, the first 12 episodes are always their own little separate arc.
That's true.
Wonder and where then, it's going from here, though.
Then after New Year's,
it just
the real story begins.
And that's where it either decides for you, Gar, whether it's
you know what
really
I
good or absolutely garbage.
You know what I think one of the stories coming up might actually be, because they've been hinting at it, especially in this episode, actual war of Kamen Riders between the three countries.
That'd be cool.
Because they seem to be building up to that.
Ooh, just imagine each, like, Hokuto
having their own rider.
Had their own rider. That'd be awesome.
Gee. It's not like I haven't been saying that.
I mean, basically, Gentoku
Mahou
hung up on
Tyson, huh?
Gentoku literally hung up on two of the three world leaders by raising his hand.
Yeah, he's just like, we don't need, like, their...
Which is really a weird gesture to program in, because, like, raising your hand is generally not seen as hang up on them.
Well, because, okay, like, Gentoku's dad's being, like, the generic, like, oh, we shouldn't be like
the
other two. We must keep the peace and be, you know, a good, peaceful country. We shouldn't dive down to their level. And Gentoku's like, no, but we need to if we want to, you know, move forward.
Yeah, and we find out in this, during this conversation, that apparently the Smash have only been in Toto, and now that they're in Hokuto, they're like, oh, look, your problem's spreading. Maybe we'll fucking blow you up so it doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, that woman is fucking evil.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, those two leaders and Gentoku were exposed to the light of Pandora's box, so that definitely did something.
Yeah,
and
they actually showed a flashback
though,
of them getting affected by the Pandora box.
He
so
said
so
you've changed. They changed since the Pandora. Would you think that they have, like, other people in them?
Yeah, maybe.
Man, like,
is this just Get Out?
Just the like, over-the-top way that the female leader has been talking.
I just spoiled a movie accidentally, I'm sorry.
I am so ready to put money down on her being a villain, like an armored villain of some sort.
That'd be cool.
Just have her be, like, the spider.
The
like,
Vice Shoguns.
Yeah. Just, like, have her be the spider version of Night Rogue and Bloodstark.
What if
spiders are pretty feminine, usually.
What if Bloodstark's Gentoku's dad? Like, he's just playing Gentoku for, like, a fucking thing. And just,
oh my god.
Wouldn't that be fucking vast backwards?
Which would be really weird, because it means he's been trying to order his dad around.
Yeah, and just secretly his dad's just pretending to be, like, super nice, but just he's been controlling everything the whole time exactly how he wants.
I'm
just Otosatose, and he's just like, ah.
I am looking forward very much to finding out who Bloodstark is,
me
as
too.
I'm sure is very obvious, because, like, as I've said last week, there's evidence for and against Bloodstark being Soichi and or Katsuragi Takumi. But less
okay.
so of that now
yeah,
that we're seeing more of
now
Sento.
Now that we're
Takumi.
Seeing that Sento might be Katsuragi, I'm less believing that Katsuragi's Bloodstark.
Fuck it!
No.
Bloodstark is Sato Taro!
No, FaZe Corps has the best idea. Bloodstark is Bloodstark.
Oh, what? It's just like
no, he
no,
says
yeah.
Bloodstark is Bloodstock.
Killer Man.
Fuck you!
Killer Man is
no,
Killer
yes.
Man.
Yes. Gar believes that just Bloodstark should just remain. We don't know who he is, which would make a cool character.
We know from the fact of the toy that there is a Cobra transformation.
Good. Well, a good example, of that, like for me, is from my second favorite movie of all time, V for Vendetta. We like hear the terrorist V. We never see what he actually looks like, unless you just want to
look
up look the
up
actor.
Hugo Weaving.
Yeah, but like,
although that doesn't really work for past Sakurai and Deno, because I've tried looking up his actor and can't find a picture of him anywhere.
Oh, geez, that's kind of creepy.
He never existed.
He was erased from the timeline.
Yep.
Although, I have to say that when we do eventually find out who Bloodstark is, I pray to God they don't spoil it in the episode preview beforehand.
They're going to do that.
They absolutely will.
But I don't watch the previews anymore.
Well, I can't resist.
Also, what was interesting is, like, they had to... So, Sento and Ryuga had to go back to Toto, so they, like, actually went in, like, Katsuragi's mom's car. And,
it snuck you out,
you know,
through
on
the tongue.
I'm gonna call her Katsumami.
Sure. And here's where some shit happens. So, like, there's government checkpoints in Sky Road holes in the wall, like it's an actual border checkpoint. So what the fuck is all this talk about the infrastructure being cut off if they've got government-sanctioned checkpoints and roads straight through the wall?
I thought you were gonna say government...
I didn't hear that.
Far too complex for you to understand.
Right.
I thought you were going to say government.
Like, every week, more questions.
Or better yet.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Or better
so
yet.
So we find out that Takumi's dad was actually the guy announcing at the Skywall tragedy. That was an interesting learner. And apparently Takumi was there also.
And what did you know? He didn't do a General Hux Imperial speech.
Shh. I love that speech.
Listen to episode 17 of Ultra
Ranger. And then proving that Kamen Rider isn't just another kid show. Apparently the dad was so shamed after the Skywall event, even though it wasn't his fault, that he killed himself.
Who said Kamen Rider's a kid show?
Some people do.
No, it's more for like teens and adults.
It's like pre-teen teenager. Sentai is the one for kids.
You buy the toys to shut your kids up,
yeah.
And they don't watch it. Yeah, but no, like, it was a really cool scene where just, like, they're in, like, the trunk of a car, and, like, Ryuga was, like, almost about to sneeze or something, instead of about to shut him up. And, like, it was actually intense, because, like, even I was, like, watching it, and I'm just like, oh, fuck, are they gonna, like, get found out? And then they didn't, and I was like, holy shit.
Which leads me to the question of, why isn't the mother of the dead devil scientist someone that you should be searching?
And then, maybe they didn't know, maybe his mother's...
Or maybe this was Gentoku's plan all along.
Maybe his mother's just not important, so, like, who the fuck cares?
His son created Faust!
And then this I was questioning. Sento transforms in the trunk. He, like, blasts out. And I was like,
where the fuck did the frame go in there?
Like, Ryuga got fucking smushed during that.
Ryuga,
it's just gore jelly.
He is now dead.
he's now Sklash jelly.
You're probably wondering where Ryuga was. He was the first victim.
Dragon Sklash!
Ryuga died on the way back to
Dragon Sklash!
Cherry Energy Sklash!
No! That's mean.
That is mean. He was my second favorite character in the show. Then he died!
So, Night Rogue kidnaps Takumon.
Yep. And, like, it was interesting, too. Like, we got a scene where, like, Gintoku's like, alright, you gonna tell me where the data is, or am I gonna have to fucking kill you? And like,
so he baits her with a letter from her, from Takumi, and she counterbaits him with the wrong
yeah, and he actually goes to the deposit box, opens it up. Oh, it's the letter, and it's just like,
and it basically just says on it, "Get fucked."
Yeah, like, remember what it actually said? It was like,
it's like, I don't trust you.
Yeah, like,
you just got a letter.
Well, I wonder who it's from.
You guys lost me.
Blue's Clues.
Oh. Mail time.
Do you have a clue
mail
now?
Mail time! No, Ichi, I don't have the clue because I didn't write in my handy dandy notebook.
Okay, this joke's going too long.
Is it weird that I've always wanted to make a secret YouTube channel of just me singing very popular pop songs in Blue's voice?
I mean, none of us are going to stop you.
Yes, Blaze, we know Blue's Clues was your favorite show.
I liked her best friend, Magenta.
I always thought that Blue was a boy.
Me too! That fucked me over when Blue's a girl.
That's because y'all
Blue's
have
a
your
girl.
That's because y'all have your assumptions about Blue being male.
Anyway,
he's
not talking about Blue's Clues.
Welcome to Radio
Synthetic
Caster.
Dog Clue Best Match!
Paper mache, human, best match!
So after she gives Gentoku the fake lead to the data, he basically is just like, fill her up and drop her off, like the car we left behind. With nebula gas.
It's a sad scene or is a smash, though.
And I looked up who that smash was, because I was like, this gray-ass thing, what is it, like the proto-strong smash? Apparently the name of that form is the Strong Smash Hazard.
Ooh, so it's like a more powerful version of the
Which
strong
means
smash.
We're doing Exit again, where we get color-swapped versions of all the same monsters.
Yeah, I was like, god damn it.
It makes sense, they're a terrorist organization. They probably have blueprints.
Terrorists just aren't original.
So, like, what the fuck bottle does her essence make? Like, Super Gorilla? Who the fuck knows?
Oh my god, I'd love that.
No, it makes Harambe.
May it makes Gorilla
makes
Hazard.
Makes Harambe.
Gorilla Hazard.
Yeah, take all.
It makes Harambe.
I hate you.
Dicks up for
so
Harambe.
Much. No.
Okay, he's my president.
A challenge to the Discord chat, if anyone can do it. Can you quickly make a form of build that's just the visor is half of Blue's face and then the other half's like a question mark for like a clue? I give that challenge to anyone who wants
God
to do it.
God damn it.
And if you make it, we'll use it as the thumbnail.
Takes up for Gorilla Mon.
No.
Yeah! Hashtag dicks up for Gorilla Mon.
So speaking of new bottles, the freeze smash from last week produced the Shobosha bottle, which is the fire engine.
And he almost uses Kaizoku fucking fire, and I was like, no, use the pirate bottle, I want to see it.
Yeah.
I was like, you fucker.
I wanted to see a pirate smash.
But Fire Hedgehog's pretty cool. I like that he has just a fire truck arm.
I think the only reason that's the best match is because red and white, because emergency vehicle.
Hedgehogs?
Favorite form.
Is it really?
It is my
favorite. You like
favorite.
The white forms a lot, don't you? Like Benkei, you like,
You like whites?
No, dude.
Did you like the Dangerous Zombie
suit? I did enjoy Dangerous Zombie.
There you go.
I don't know why, just...
I'm white, you know?
I'm white.
Thank the whites, thank the whites. You know, you don't thank the Lord, you thank the whites.
Okay, whoa.
Okay,
you're just making a dodgeball joke, but sure.
So, with the call of Rescue Kenzan, Fire Hedgehog, I gotta say, I like the fire parts. Like I've said on Extra Extra, it'll match up real fucking nice with Rabbit.
You know what, Gar, since I'm getting the fucking Pandora panel, you can have my fire bottle. Yes.
Which means you're still going to buy the Crusher to get
Yeah, if you
want
to get... He loves the Build Crusher, so it's fine.
Yeah, you want to know why I like the Drill Crusher? Because it's not a sword.
It's not a sword.
Sure. It
turns into a stupid megaphone.
I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you.
It's not a sword, it's a drill.
It's still a terrible weapon because the fucking drill connection bit still spins while it's in gun mode.
And then, of course, because it's a fire power-up in fucking Toku, it always has to shoot... water, fire, and, like, smoke. Because
it's a fire truck.
Fuck it.
Just, oh, I love it.
It's like the fire switch from Forza all over again.
Like, if you're using a power-up that's based off, like, firefighting, like, don't use, make it shoot fire, because that's fucking
but
ironic
fighting
shit.
Fire, but fighting fire with fire.
No.
Only you can prevent forest fires. Damn it, Santo!
It was a cool form. And then, yeah, his vortex... So
Fire Hedgehog unleashes his hot spray all over Takumi's mom, and then...
Come on!
I'm sorry!
I
had to!
Jesus Christ.
And then his vortex finishes just like he hoists himself up with the ladder bit and basically does a javelin drop over.
No, what happens is that he fills the villain up, like he fills the monster up,
and you think tosses it up
into the air, and then spikes him. Like a volleyball.
God damn it!
There you go.
And then it explodes.
So maybe I missed something, but how the fuck did Sento and Kazooie know where the actual data was dug up? They just showed up at the closed construction site.
No, they...
They realized that...
No, this is what happened. Oh, there's a smash out there. Oh, we don't got time for that. Wait, what if it's the mom that was turned to a smash? Good point. Defeat monster. Turns out it's the mom. She doesn't remember anything about Night Rogue, but she still has the memories pre that, so she already knows where the information is.
So she told them where it was.
Yes.
I guess.
Oh yeah, here's your new outfit. I swear to God, if it's a fucking donkey. Banjo Ryuga just has all these amazing outfits. But you
his
know
disguise
what,
of the day.
But you know what his greatest disguise is going to be? Hmm? The Kamen Rider.
Yep.
Diabetes! That was so funny!
Are you guys okay?
No, he...
Not anymore.
No, he thinks I made a stupid joke. Because think of it.
His greatest disguise is a Kamen Rider.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until he henshins in front of them, like Sento does!
No one knows Sento's build yet.
Oh. They're building him up! Building up his hazard level! I'm pretty sure they expect he's gonna henshin into something!
If anything, we gotta learn something from Ultraman. Sure. Don't be around anybody when you transform, and then fly off and magically meet up with your buddies at the end.
Yeah.
Sure, your friends might question it, like, oh, what if he's Ultraman? Get right. Like,
it's too
big. Right.
Anyways, so Project Build was, like, they looked through the tablet and they saw Project Build.
Not the tablet, it's the data.
The data, whatever. Yeah.
They looked onto the Gaia memory.
So Katsuragi might pretty much probably invented all Build shit.
I'm shocked that nobody hasn't photoshopped, like, them looking at the laptop, like, them looking at the computer and it's just...
Different stuff, yeah.
Just
gravure of Misora.
Like, My Little Pony, Homestuck.
Yeah.
Dan Kuroto being in prison.
Yeah. Radio Sentai Cast Rangers logo.
I mean, I could do that.
What else is there?
Other thing I wanted to mention was, like, when Night Rogue was kidnapping Katsumami, it was just funny seeing him use Panda Rocket, and just when he launched the rocket, you just see him standing there with his fist out, and his arm is just completely solid black, and it's hilarious somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Just, oh no, he took my mom. I'm taking her.
Ew. Next week's shit happens.
Ew.
On the Key Ranger, Yoshalaki! So, Key Ranger episode 35.
AKA week 3 of just no cold opening, which is really upsetting.
It's because we're fucking near the end of the show. Serious shit's going on. We don't have time for
guys,
at the beginning.
New status quo.
There you go. I like when we start the opening when they do like the Uchi Sentai Key Ranger. It's actually like Lucky saying it more serious. He's just like Uchi Sentai.
So this is the episode that I've been looking forward to all season, where we finally get to meet the space idol.
And he's not really himself because he's being controlled by dark matter.
Which is really funny, like, after you discover that and then you think about everything he's been doing, like, I just wonder if, like, Don Armage had to take the time to learn about Hoshi Minato and, like, learn all his songs and practice his dance moves.
Secretly, he's just in his room just like... Oh, I love Hoshi Minato.
Because, like,
a poster looks up at the ceiling. I look at him every night before I go to bed.
Cause like
I wish he'd write me a dance scene.
He's conquered the galaxy in my heart.
The fact that Don Armage, as Hoshi Minato, didn't know the song that Hame sang to him means that Don Armage actually took the time to study all of Hoshi Minato's published songs just so he could be a convincing disguise.
Yeah.
That's a really good
And
good
for
point.
Some reason, Don Armage was on his shoulder.
Well, I remember I was when I ever sorry.
No, go ahead. The creature, right?
Yeah. When they first had him, like in the first ending, when he was flying by, I noticed his shoulder pet, and I remember thinking that's cute. But it also really reminds me of the big bad of Heartcatch Precure Dune, who also had one that was implied to be like his true form.
With the twist.
That's cool.
So when it turned out, I was thinking to myself, the shoulder pet is either completely irrelevant and will never be mentioned, or is the most relevant thing here. It's one or the other.
And it turned out to be the latter.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then just... He had, like, this bitch of a fucking secretary, assistant or manager or whatever like that, who ended up being...
A Kanva.
Yeah, fucking...
That's probably her voice actress.
Yeah, no. Yellow... It's no, that was Yoko.
Oh, right.
That was Yellow Buster. That would have been cool if it was, though.
Yeah. If it was her, we would have figured that out right away.
I felt sorry for all those kids in the front row.
I know, right?
It's like, they're probably expecting to see, like, an awesome Q-Ranger episode. But here they are having characters that aren't even dressed up as how they usually are.
Honestly, I enjoyed this episode. It was fun because I like that we got a lot of interaction between Hammy and Naga. I thought that was cool, and we got Naga kind of got some revenge, which that was fucking sweet.
But there's one moment real early where like Sho is trying to calm them all down, and he just shouts out. Just a momento!
Yeah, no, I love that.
God damn it.
Hey guys, I'm Rampo.
Guys, I'm Ro. I'm Sho.
I'm Sho, right?
I'm Sho.
I'm
the Sho.
I'm the Sho. I'm the Sho Rampo.
But now that Naga and Hammy kind of have a thing for each other, I now dub thee Hammy Ray.
I just want Rampo to have his
Haga.
I just want Haga. Rampo to have his own sitcom just called My Sho Rampo.
The Rampo Show.
Yeah. No, it'd just be My Sho Rampo.
It's like a comedy, like a sitcom
it's
series.
Like,
with the studio audience.
It's like the show in BoJack Horseman, horsing around, except it has Sho Rampo instead of...
Look, it's Sho Rampo!
So are you trying to say Sho Rampo's gonna adopt three kids and then become president
two seasons?
He did adopt the Q-Rangers.
Oh,
they're his children.
Wait a minute, that means... Oh, no. I know how horsing around ends. Doesn't end well for Sho.
Uh-oh. Anyways,
but
so...
But this is My Sho Rampo. It's different.
Okay, I think I get... Okay, I'm gonna get this right, hopefully. So, Hammy, Naga, Lucky, Tsurugi, and Spada all sneak in.
They're the away team.
And they pretend to be...
Okay.
Q-Ju-Q band Triple Q. And, like, they pretended, like... you know what's funny, too? Tsurugi really was good at pretending to be, like, the whole agent thing. Like, I think he nailed it pretty well.
I think they were all pretty convincing.
Yeah.
The part that really caught me off guard was when they actually did their performance. Naga was way the fuck more into it than Lucky was.
I saw, like, smiles of him, like, wow, you're being pretty fucking expressive, Naga. Like, Jesus Christ.
And, like... Him and Lucky were clearly lip-syncing at parts of the song.
Of course they were.
And I gotta say, I love Hami's idol outfit, and the fucking green streaks just scream Deneb.
Yeah, no, it was adorable. And this episode actually kind of made me respect Hami a bit more as a character.
The one thing that kind of is unexplained, or maybe not, is, like, when they first show up and, like, go through the gate, you get to see the scene of Akianma, like, noticing that they're there, so she obviously knows who they are. And then when, like, the deception is revealed, and... Don Armage is like, oh, how could you let the Q-Rangers in here? And Akiyama's like, I swear I didn't know it was them!
Well, I think she was just saying that out of fear, so
yeah.
Like, he wouldn't kill her.
She's a terrible liar.
Yeah. What's cool is during, like, their battle or whatever like that, they're, like, fighting her, and then, like, Naga goes, like, Hibitsukai Metal, and,
Oh, fuck yeah. And did you notice that location has been in both Gaim and Exaid?
And the Tyson movies.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
I remember
and
that.
And Ninja.
Yeah.
I just love that. Yeah, because that was the scene where Bravo flicked Gridon's belt, and that was the scene, that was the location where we first saw Fantasy Gamer level 50 happen.
Mm-hmm.
I love that area.
Yeah, and which I had to pull back for a second time just because I fucking loved hearing it. Just like Naga just goes, galaxy, and then galaxy, galaxy. And I had to, like, put that pull that back another time just because I fucking love hearing that. It's so
the galaxy?
Fucking bad. Yeah, I love just saying galaxy.
I love the voices on
You should make that your notification.
I should. Well, I have an iPhone, so I can't do that.
But yeah, so Heavy Sky Metal, I think, kills Akemba for real.
I want to say defeat.
Yeah, defeat. Like, these shoguns
She'll
aren't
come back
dying.
As, like, a cyborg
well,
or some
robot
shit.
Robot Dick's dead?
Yeah.
Okay. Robot Dick's dead. The other guy's dead.
Cuckool guy?
Yeah, Cuckool guy's dead.
I love how we came up with nicknames for the two of them, but not Akianba, because we just don't give a shit.
We call it Yellow Buster.
Horn Tits.
Sure. I'm not saying that word, but sure.
Horn Tits.
Every
oh
day they're out there making duck tits.
Oh, yeah, cool. I know, from the Howard the
But
duck.
No!
I mean, they are pretty out there.
So, what Don Ramage did with Hoshi Minato was fucking awesome. He took control of him and used him to, like,
Brainwash people
to, like, liking dark matter or just going batshit nuts. So,
unleashing their emotions.
And they actually showed flashbacks of, like, yeah, no, he did that at one of his concerts.
He's been working for
dark
matter.
He did it at the commercial hotel.
He was at the Dragon Place.
Yeah, and I was like,
Dragon Palace.
I was like, good callback. So, yeah. I'm like, that's awesome.
I don't like Don Ramage.
I like his design.
You
it's
mean
cool.
Hakaider?
Yeah, the giant fucking brain.
I like the shoulder creature.
I don't like the shoulder creature.
No, look, design, like, design-wise, I like. Voice, I like. I just don't like how there are multiple.
Okay, now let's get into that.
We still don't know if that's true.
This is, so far, just what the Q-Rangers are theorizing. Danramage hasn't confirmed anything yet. All he said was that he can't be killed. So we don't explicitly know what his deal is quite yet.
Goodness, it better not be like he is the darkness of the Q Tamas, so in which they have to destroy their powers to destroy him.
That would be
I mean,
that's
been a thing in Power Rangers.
Because I was thinking, like, when they were talking about that, like, I was thinking, does Don Armaje have Horcruxes? That's what I was thinking.
Yeah!
His shoulder pet is one of
you
them.
You did it.
Hell, for all that we know, Bobo could be a Don Armaje.
Blaze in our Discord chat came up with Kazooie's greatest disguise ever, being taken over by Mario.
Actually, you know what? Fuck it, that's the thumbnail. The thumbnail for this week's episode is just Bonjo being possessed by Mario.
Blaze, can I use that as a thumbnail?
Of course, probably.
It's perfect. Yeah. It's 27.
Yeah, thank you, Blaze. Bless you, sir. Yeah, and just, like, it was great. Like, apparently Hoshi Minato used to be, like, a street performer before he became, like, super famous,
and
Hammy found him
while she was living from planet to planet.
Yeah, it was so, like, taken away from his music, and, like, it really inspired her to keep, like, moving forward, and I was like, that's cool.
To quote Superbad, did you ever hear him sing? Or, no, have you ever looked into his eyes? It's like the first time I ever heard the Beatles.
What I really enjoyed was, like, during one or two scenes beforehand, you see, like, these two fursuited chaps just walking around in the background, and then they show up, and it turns out it was Balance and Raptor in disguise.
I was like,
I was wondering about the random furries in the background.
I thought it was just Naga and Hammy just trying to get past them.
Are there,
like,
furry aliens here in the audition too?
I thought it was just Hammy and Naga just trying to sneak away from, like, Spada and the others so they could just, like, go.
To be perfectly honest, I thought it was Momotaros and Kentaros.
That would have been funny.
And here's the thing. So when they first talk about using the Eridanus Q-Tama to reveal Minato's true nature, Sho says some bit about it only works when no one else is looking.
Well, when there's not a lot of people around.
Which is a really fucking vague and completely superfluous
requirement.
That's what I was about to say.
Whoa, where's so when you need them?
Right? And then they fight Darmage and they kill him, or so we think.
I just love how this is clearly a dark matter facility, but once he, like, gets revealed and they're about to start fighting, he's just like, fuck it! And just grows giant where he stands.
It was cool.
Blowing up the fucking building.
Itchy. What if he's, like, that not Slifer the Sky Dragon from Yu-Gi-Oh! GX?
Halloween Dragon Arana?
No. What? Like,
did you say Halloween Dragon?
No, you know how there in Yu-Gi-Oh! GX there were those knockoff Egyptian god cards.
Oh, the three lords?
Yeah. And you know how, like, with the red one, whenever it gets defeated, it always comes back with five times its more power?
Yeah.
I have a feeling that's what Dara Maj is.
So he's just a respawning immortal space zombie.
Oh, so he's Phoenix.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, maybe
he's Phoenix from Wizard.
Since he used the power of Phoenix to defeat him the first time, maybe he just absorbed the Phoenix power.
Oh, shit.
Oh! That's it!
Oh my god, that's
because he, yeah, no, because Tsurugi said, he's like, I harnessed, sacrificed my immortality to use this
and
one giant attack
like,
to defeat Dara Maj.
Yeah, and he was just like, yoink, now it's mine.
Gar, you did it.
That's freaking,
okay.
Well, we all did it.
That's it.
Teamwork.
That is it. He absorbed Tsurugi's immortality so he cannot die. Holy fuck.
I just love
holy
it.
Holy fuck!
I just love the messages in our Discord. Wait, yeah, that's it. Holy crap, furries can do infinite crime.
What? Dara Maj is alive.
Dara Maj is
fuck.
A furry.
Just, Dara Maj, you're alive.
And a furry.
Fuck!
All I'm thinking now is, I absorbed this power. I gained immortality, but I also gained a curse. I'm a furry now.
Also, we got this really cool thing where the Orion Battler threw Gigan Ho-Ho, and it was fucking awesome.
Speaking
he
of
just,
that,
he, like, threw
why,
him right
why
through
Dara Maj.
Why
did they decide, is this the first sword ever that's just said its name like a Pokemon for some reason?
Did Zubon ever grow big?
Zubon technically
I don't
never
think
grew
he
big.
Oh.
He qualifies more as a Bankai hero.
Okay.
For those that don't know, Bankai heroes are basically
Bankai like, premium?
Oh no, it's just they like they're the heroes that don't really qualify as a quote unquote ranger.
Okay. But yeah, it's, and like it was cool that just like he threw Gigan Ho-Oh and just like it went right through him and I was like, holy shit. And he's like, what the fuck?
I just laughed at the like Lucky is still on the mindset of if we defeat him here, he'll be dead for good. And my immediate thought is, are you not fucking paying attention?
No, and it's interesting that, like, Tsurugi was just like, oh, what if there's, like, so many of them out there? And Lucky's just like, I don't give a shit. We'll beat them all. And I'm just like,
yeah, they just come up with this theory out of nowhere based on nothing.
We'll defeat them all if we take our time.
And stick together.
And stick together. Just Orion Cannon.
I love it. Yeah.
Just keep destroying, like, multiple Dara Majs.
Yeah, it's like the Aboromon.
Yeah.
But it was funny how it looked like the Orion Battler literally turned around and ducked down to shoot the Big Bang Cannon out of its ass.
Fire in the hole.
Fire from the hole.
I'm
searching for Pluto, but I got hit in their Uranus.
Oh, yeah, so we also got one Yoshi Lucky.
No, there were two.
There were two?
There were two.
Oh,
so we're up
to one at the end, too, yeah.
We're up to 255. Ha ha ha, RGB color jokes abound.
255?
Yep.
Jeebus Murphy.
What's Minani wakes up, says thanks, and fucks off?
Yeah, literally, like, he wakes up after being freed from his control and just, like, says thanks, does nothing else to show his appreciation for being freed from a galactic
okay, well, he
shogun.
Says he's gonna work harder on, like, bringing his music throughout the entire galaxy to help, like, inspire people.
Okay, cool.
So he's gonna work harder on his music.
And then fucks off.
And thus he creates...
He's a celebrity, he's got shit to do.
And thus he
creates... I guess the whole idol contest means nothing now.
I'm sorry, I can't believe we did not think of this until now, just... Yeah, that's probably it. Dara Maj absorbed Tsurugi's immortality.
Because
I've been thinking about that for a while now, but I don't think I ever mentioned it.
And when have I never been wrong on something?
It's true.
Like, when I was first on, when we talked about Ninja, and I was like, oh, what if Grandpa Tsurugi is freaking the last, or like the End Shuriken? He ends up being the physical form of the End Shuriken.
Yep.
So next week we get just. Distress signal from Ruse, which is apparently Lucky's home planet, and we get Mini Shishi.
The Kojishi Voyager.
It's so cute.
What?
It's basically Mini Tira, but a lion.
He looks so cute.
Makes Kyureno look better.
Hashtag cute Reno.
Yeah.
Simba's alive. Simba? He's alive!
Oh, by the way, the voice actor of Rafiki just passed away.
I know.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's in the past.
It's the circle of life.
No, if there's any quote you can always take from Rafiki, yes, the past does hurt, but either you run from it or learn from it.
I just remember Greencaster, our friend Paul, he posted an image of the lion from Lion and the King, and I just came out of fucking nowhere. I don't know. Like, I just busted out of nowhere. It's the rhombus of life. Oh, and it's got four corners.
So is this the last mecha of Kyuranger?
I don't know. Who the fuck knows? They're gonna fucking Ultra Zord everything at the end, probably.
Okay, yep. Let's go to our featured topic. Alright, so clip show, end of fucking story. Good night, everybody. Each you do the thing.
Both of them are clip shows.
There wasn't too much to talk about, to be honest. Like,
so what we watched was the Ghostest with the Mostest from Dino Charge, and what the fuck was the other one called? Trick or Trial from Dino Supercharge.
So, like, the first one, they all dressed up as fucking ghosts. Because one of them got kidnapped.
Yeah, but it's funny, though, where it's like, oh, Kendall, you're dressed up as an angel.
Who?
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
And it's like, I'm dressed up as a ghost. Wait a minute. I'm dressed up as a ghost. Chase, did you make all of us the same costume?
Haha, I'm the lazy fuck
okay,
one.
I'm just going to say, fucking Kendall. Oh, she's so hot.
I love Blaze in our Discord. Power Rangers clip show charge.
I'm glad we got the, a call back to fucking Sledge. Just, it's a bomb!
Fuck!
Yeah, there's a lot of bombs. They have trouble with bombs.
Yeah.
They?
Yeah, like, there's another episode where, like, they turn a bomb giant, and then they throw, the fucking Dino Charge Megazord throws it back at Sledge's ship.
Nah, it's better.
Return to Sledge.
I'm
still
shocked on how they defeat Sledge in the end.
Yeah. We've
can I at least say it?
Yes.
Power Rangers, it's a bomb!
And they throw him in the sun or something?
Yeah, they toss them into the sun.
Like Goku?
Yes. But Heximus still survived, so that we can get one last Christmas special.
God damn it.
And yes, the Christmas monster from Kyuranger is named Power Rangers.
Okay,
so
there turns out to be an evil clone of one of the Rangers, and Kendall busts out the lie detector that she totally already had for detecting fakes.
She just sort of has it, yeah, and she's like, this program can detect fakes.
And Chase, and when it's Chase's turn, he decides to be an asshole and, like, puts his hand up, ah! I'm just kidding, guys. And they're just well, Chase isn't the fake.
No, but seriously, though, I don't have fingerprints anymore, guys.
Thanks a lot, Hank. I had to burn off my fingerprints for nothing.
And Ivan just fucking keeps reminding me of MCU's Thor. Like, my God, just the way he talks sounds like Thor.
Speaking of which, Thor Ragnarok comes out Thursday.
Cool.
Can't wait.
Yeah, Thursday night, my work.
I'm gonna try to see if I can convince, like, Kevin, Evan, and Jermaine to, like, all of us go during YomCon.
But yeah, it's like, why? We'll see. Like, where did this lie detector come from, and why did she build it?
Because Kendall's fucking awesome and sexy.
It came from the ass of Saban.
It's a pretty good explanation for all this.
There's a simple explanation for this.
Yeah, so we find out it was Coda because
he calls her
Miss Morgan instead of Kendall, like he always does.
That's really fucking vague and reaching, but alright.
And so it was really funny that, like at the end, I liked it where, like, Sledge is just like, oh, you didn't capture the Rangers, like, you didn't feed them.
Fire the satellites!
You went trick or treating? He's like, no, of course not! And then Kirio just comes out and he has, like, a pile of candy. He's like, oh, look at all the candy we got!
Generic,
and it's just like, I'll fucking kill
candy,
you!
Yeah.
Fucking jackpot! And Emily actually said the Kirio kind of looks like Raptor a bit.
The suit is shaped similarly. It wouldn't surprise me if it was a kit bash from Lucky Hero.
Nah, it seems too big. That suit would probably be destroyed by now.
Yeah, this episode features the monster that was basically a taiyaki grill from Kyuranger.
Yeah.
And it also uses the Stimero Judenshi.
Stimero!
The fucking Cupid Charger!
And at the end, like, Joey tries to use it on Tyler so he can fall in love with her, but then he accidentally shoots at Chase, and then Chase...
Oh my god! Was she, like, faking it being jammed because she wanted to shoot him with it?
Yeah!
Really?
Yeah!
Like,
I thought it was
she was... No, but she was going to.
I thought she was just actually jammed.
I thought she was wanting him to touch her hand. Like, hold
well, that
hand.
Too.
Yeah.
That too. And then Chase sees himself in the mirror and he falls in love with himself and we made a funny hand job joke and it was funny.
All I could think about was either Gaston or or gonna kiss myself.
God, hasn't been the same since Narcissus discovered himself.
Oh my God!
No one's quick as Gaston. No one's slick as Gaston. No one's good at sucking his own dick like Gaston.
I'm especially good at master.
Oh, you said it.
I can't say that I made that up. It's from a YouTube poo.
Oh, probably, yeah.
No, it is. Like, I'm literally...
I fuck a guy like Gaston.
Remember, just before I had to say one other thing about Gaston that's kind of, like, lewd-ish, is that, that one Disney, like, Trivial Pursuit game, which purposefully made a card that says, complete this line, no one's quick as Gaston, no one's slick as Gaston, no one's blanks as incredibly thick as Gaston. Like, if you don't know the song, in his neck, then you would think, and all I can imagine is the people making the cards in the back going, people are totally going to think this is dick.
I use antlers and all of my intimacy.
I'm especially good at decorating.
Yeah, I know.
This is one YouTube poop you watch where they switch all the rhymes around.
All of my decorating.
It's like when Cell and I were playing the Power Rangers Trivial Pursuit. Who is the black in Space Ranger?
Carlos or TJ?
Shit. Well, Carlos is the black Space Ranger.
Yeah.
But TJ's... Oh, shit. It's like, fuck.
Can I just take half points?
It's a multiple choice.
Ding, ding. Can I pick all of them?
No.
So there's not really much unique to say about that episode. It's a fucking clip show. Although this is where the Tyler and Shelby romance starts to really take a foothold.
Shyler.
The one coming up is interesting, though, with the freaking court witch.
Yeah, so we get to the next episode, court. Trick or Trial, where, like, the Rangers get captured by this space lawyer named Scumlaw, and he has his own commercial. He's like, oh, I can't believe it's still playing after 65 million years. And I'm just like, God
which,
damn
which
it.
Is funny, because the phone wasn't invented back then.
There was a monster sealed away for 10,000 of years, and he had surfboards and ice cream cones and sunglasses on him.
Fucking hell.
Oh my God. So the Rangers get SPD'd into space court.
Yeah, literally the guards walk up and flash their badges, which beam them into fucking Halloween court.
Spoilers.
Which is a thing that exists independently of the villains.
Halloween court.
Spoilers, the guards end up being Prince Philip and Tyler's dad.
Well, they do that like a reveal twice.
Which, by the way, doesn't explain where they got the fucking badges from. Were they secretly moonlighting as guards for the Halloween court?
The guards were already a thing. Ivan and Kendall went out to get kidnapped. And when the two guards showed up...
They beat the shit out of them and took their costumes.
Yes, James and Prince Philip took their outfits and went to...
Is James his name? I've just been calling him Tyler's dad.
Yes, his actual name is James.
We've just been making jokes of just him like, don't leave me again, Dad!
Oh, I'm going!
I'm going to!
Like, he already has a suitcase.
Like, cut to the end where, like, they're going to, like, a Halloween party or whatever, and his dad's just like, yeah, I'll come too. And then we just made a joke. I'm just like, hey, don't leave me again after this. After the party.
No, just wakes up. They're all hungover because they're all college age. And it's like, well, except for Coda.
All right, son, 10,000. I'm going to leave. Can I leave with you?
Coda's like collage age.
Yeah, Coda's dressed up as a fucking samurai.
Because Yoshi's a Dursil.
Which is great, because, like, during one of these two episodes, there was, like, a flashback where he was talking to this kid that he saved named Peter, and he's like, I, too, have a younger brother.
Just like you, and I'm like, oh!
He does! He has a brother named Peter!
Peter Sardarso. Sadly, there's no other Sardarsos after them, so no more Blue Rangers for them.
Quick! Make one!
Mark Sardarso!
It's time to get that cloning lady to do.
Yeah.
Jim Sidarsa.
God damn it.
I'm sorry, I'm being weird.
So, the fucking jury in this Halloween court are literally space wraith Jawas.
Yep.
And like, the judge is split. The judge duties are
three jack-o'-lanterns, and they're fucking stupid. The best part of this whole court was the court witch.
Yeah, like, what the fuck was she?
Straight up the Wicked Witch of the West.
She was
just there.
She was just here to summon the ghosts of dead monsters.
So they're getting framed for, like, crimes that they've committed against the monsters they've destroyed.
Oh, I was just here to do a friendly thing, and you just killed me for no reason.
I was in New Zealand for a rugby match. I was like, fuck you!
I was lesson.
And, like, if they get 10 strikes, then they get...
Then you're out! And we change teams!
They get destroyed. Just Dave. It's a death in a kid's show.
No, they become the court.
Yeah. They start interrogating the monsters.
Yeah, it's like, shit.
That's why, like, in kid shows, it's just like, oh, what happened to your mom and dad? Well, they were destroyed in a car accident.
They were blasted.
They were blasted into another dimension.
Two guys... Good thing it's Sunday, or those buildings will be filled tomorrow.
Or as Space Corps says, they just went to get milk at the gas station and didn't come back.
The monster's attacking the abandoned warehouse district.
Oh my god. Simpsons. I'm gonna go get a pack of cigarettes. Isn't that what your dad did, and then he left forever? I'm coming, Papa!
One other thing that was funny is that the same clip where Gabutira noms on Debo Ice Age was
using
flashback
both,
to
yeah.
in both of these two episodes.
Speaking of which, I should go get my Ice Age figure.
And it turns out that the very skinny-looking jury was rigged, and under two of them were Candelera and Lucky Euro.
And Popcorn.
And Popcorn.
Their
actual suits, after being unhooded, were way the fuck wider than their fucking Jawa disguises.
Yeah. And, yeah, so then they go fight fucking Scumlaw, they kick his ass, and then...
Shelby makes some crack about making doing more kicks than a kangaroo court. Fuck you.
And then they go to party, and yay, Halloween was saved.
Vivix made jack-o'-lanterns.
Thanks to the Power Rangers.
Exactly. I like the Santa Claus version of the Power Rangers.
Oh, where Ivan and Coda come back through a time
portal? No, not that one. The other one, where Santa's like, oh, I can all... I haven't hit New Zealand yet. Chase, you want to come with so that you can see your family on Christmas?
Yeah, I like that the show acknowledges that they're in New Zealand.
Well, no.
No, they go to New Zealand.
Amber Beach... is in America.
California, probably.
Yeah, California. And in the episode World's Famous, in quotations, in New Zealand, they go to New Zealand.
Well, I can't remember who, but someone in this Trick or Trial episode was like, I was just in New Zealand.
Meteor.
Yeah, right.
Because it starred, I can't remember his name, but he was the male Violet Ranger.
Albert?
Yeah, Albert.
Love Albert. And then one of the flashbacks involving Meteor is just him getting run out of the cave where Plezuan jets out and starts firing I-beams at him. And just seeing Meteor just running for his fucking life is absolutely hilarious. Work those stubby little legs, bitch!
And he was just screaming nonstop the whole time.
Dude. Yeah, he literally was like, get the fuck out of my way!
Now we see Robin Williams the voice on. I'm there! You're up!
So anyways, Fury makes his own jack-o'-lantern because the Vivix are doing terrible jobs.
Why?
Why is Simba? What?
Oh.
Our Discord made a very interesting
Disney-o.
Disney version of Q-Reno.
Who's the cow?
It's the cow? That's Ferdinand the Bull, I think.
Anyways.
That's amazing.
Is that the John Cena movie coming out?
No,
so,
but it's based on a book.
Anyways,
so the episode ends with the Rangers about to get attacked by more Halloween court guards. But ha ha ha, it's Philip and James again. You fell for it a second time.
Yeah, like,
ha,
like
ha,
we
funny,
already
right?
knew it was you.
Ha ha ha, so funny.
And then they go to a party.
Fuck this show. Fuck these two episodes in particular.
Yeah, fuck the Halloween special.
Can we watch the Christmas episodes?
No.
On Christmas, maybe.
No, we're talking about Krampus on Christmas.
Only if you're good.
No, we're talking about Krampus on
Define
Christmas.
Define good.
Not bad.
Don't take my beaten stick.
Okay, anyways.
That's the first step.
This has been this episode of Cast Ranger. Each you do the thing.
Fuck's sakes. What?
Hi.
Hi.
As always, you can find us at castranger.podbean.com. Facebook page, which is RS Cast Ranger. Tweet at us at Ixy Studios. Check out our Discord, where you can listen to the show being recorded live Friday nights around 9, 10, 11 p.m. EST.
Sorry, I really, really, really need to go to the bathroom. I like to run.
Yeah, go.
Okay, thank you so much.
Emily is going to the bathroom.
No.
No, she's going to the gas station to pick up milk.
To drop off a bag of milk.
Ew.
What?
I'm sorry. Anyways, also check out our TeePublic site from where we have shirts. Shirts, merch, hoodies, tote bags, pillows now. Fucking whatever you want. Bye.
Cast Ranger the Flame Thrower.
Cast Ranger the Lunchbox.
If you want
I want a Cast Ranger Lunchbox.
If you want to snuggle us, go buy a pillow. Good night, everybody. Happy Halloween.
What if it's nighttime? What if they're listening to us
also
at like 5
Patreon? A.m.? Yay!
What if they're listening to us at noon?
I don't know. Go buy Super Mario Odyssey now on Switch.
Then it's noon of your business, laddie.
Okay, yeah, he wins.
Thank you, good night!
This episode of Cast Ranger has been brought to you by the glorious donations of our cast patrons, Oliver Nilsson, Joel Maroney, and Chris Laird. Thanks very much.